I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, it is that time of the day. It's time to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. Thanks to Gerhard's Appliance, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays appliance sale. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhard's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. All right, it is that time here to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stock. All right, Hugh, before we bring on the callers,
yes,
the guessers, can you give everyone a little bit of a clue so they have an idea of where you're coming from today onto what might be in the stock?
It's a food item.
There's a lot of food items.
Yeah.
All right, food item is your clue today. All right, you get one yes or no question, and then your chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. Andrew in Westchester joins us first here. Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good, Andrew. All right, Andrew, your yes or no question for Hugh.
All right, Hugh, is it a sweet treat?
No.
All right, is it an orange?
No.
No, Andrew. All right, David in Westchester.
Food item. Hugh, is the item geared towards like a tradition?
That's a good question. We go to the committee for that one.
I don't think it's geared towards tradition, no.
How about a Yule log?
Yule log.
No. Yeah, that would have been yes.
That would have been a traditional item, Christmas time, holiday time. So I'm glad listening comprehension at an all-time high on the Midday Show. Eric in Middletown.
Does it come from a hooved animal?
It can. Yes.
Huh?
It can.
A pound of bacon.
No.
Oh, that's, well, it's up Hugh's alley, but no, that is not it. Bob in the Northeast.
Hugh, is it something kidsy?
They can. Yes.
Thanks for narrowing it down for me.
I mean, you asked a question.
Jeez. Deer balls.
Beer balls? What the hell are those?
Deer. Deer meat meatballs.
Deer meat meatballs.
That's very specific.
Very specific. Bob, that is not what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. All right, 215-592-9494.
Are people listening to the
We
to the
may
guesses?
Need some more contestants here because this we're rolling through the first batch.
Because I said, okay, I guess deers count. He wasn't that specific. Yeah.
You did say, I wasn't expecting deer balls as in deer meatballs, but that's not a crazy guess, I suppose.
And it's well.
It's a little off the beaten path. But Andy and Deffer. Go ahead, Andy.
Yo, we live, we hot. Yo, Hugh, man, I'm going to get to one of them events you at. I missed you on Saturday. I'll get out there, though.
Okay. Holiday stocking.
keep it to the show.
I have no idea where we're going with. Is this a breakfast item?
No.
No. What about some beef jerky?
No, but not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
That's one of our better guesses so far. Rodney in South Philly.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a vegetable?
No.
Okay. Let's go with, I'm going to eat, not a vegetable, and it's not sweet. Dad, go on, Hugh.
Are you mad at me because y'all ain't giving, maybe if y'all ask better questions.
No, you good with this, you know, you doing what you need to do.
Just
you
guess. Like
let's say, chitlins.
That's a no fun guess,
well,
Rodney.
I ain't about to eat no damn chitlins.
Yeah, you that part of your life is come and gone. Yeah.
We don't do that over here no more.
Hugh has evolved past chitlin stage. Jay in Northeast Philadelphia.
Is it a ham?
You just ain't going to even guess. Huh? You ain't going to even ask him or guess. But no,
nope.
It's not.
Jay, nope. Again, just everyone knows, because I know now we're getting a lot of contestants up here. You are allowed one yes or no question. So I would I would advise using that to your advantage to help you.
And pay attention to the answer, too, to
that
yes or no question.
Now we're asking a lot. I would say this. Also, every answer builds on the next answer. So keep listening, and you'll get this. David in Wilmington, he's up. David.
Is it from a cow?
Committee?
No.
No.
You know that.
Okay. I mean, I'm going with the committee. I'm going with the committee on this one. They said no.
Pork chops?
No.
Dave is up next.
Hey, is it served warm or heated?
Yes.
How about ribs?
No.
No. Okay, do we have to, as a committee, come together on an answer we gave a few minutes ago? Hugh, I feel like we do.
You're right, because it.
Well,
the process.
These are yes or no questions.
Yes.
And you've done this a couple times. There is a depends on this. There's a maybe. Well, there's a could.
Because there's some intangibles that are involved with the guesses.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
Well, I guess I'm trying to be vague as I possibly can. Because it all depends on certain variables in the equation, you know.
I think that, all right, to go back to the question and answer, I think we have to say it could.
Okay.
Is that a fair way to put it? Is
yeah.
It,
Kyle, that's why back I to, went the committee? To the committee. Because, yeah.
Could, well, the question about the cow. It
yeah.
could. It's not a yes.
Yes.
It's not a no.
Yeah, okay.
It's a could.
Correct.
All right. I think we have to, I don't want to completely throw people.
They're usually specific. Yeah, well. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine, because we need to be helping
Sean
out.
Sean is up on WIP.
All righty. Is it a protein?
Yes.
It is a protein. In between two here. I'm going to go baby cow, some veal.
No.
No, Sean. Appreciate
guess,
it.
Though.
Dylan, Bethlehem. Hey, Dylan.
Is it something that you get prepackaged at the store?
Yes.
Is it jerky?
No.
No.
Somebody did just guess jerky.
Okay. Dave, Wilmington.
Attention.
Different Dave in Wilmington. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning. Well, afternoon. I really don't have a question, but I'm going to guess sausage based on the hints.
It's a good guess,
a
David.
Good guess.
Not it. All right. Let's go to Mike in Horsham. Mike, you're up on Hugh's Holiday Stock, and what is in there?
Chicken wings.
No.
Not chicken wings. Again, one more time. You can ask a yes or no question to help you narrow it down.
I like the confidence.
I do, too. I love the confidence. Because if you hit it with confidence, it's going to stick. But,
yeah.
But you
not
know,
in
you,
this situation.
You might not hit it. Mark up on WIP. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Is it a processed meat?
Yes.
Is it scrapple?
No.
No. We're kind of overthinking things all here, right. Fellas. Shane.
It's me.
It's Hugh.
I mean, come on.
Shane,
man.
Go ahead.
Can you get it at Bucky's?
Yes.
Beef jerky?
No.
I mean, nobody's listening.
We got to be kidding.
No.
Okay.
It's about profit, of course.
Okay. It is not beef jerky. I will establish that for everyone who's calling in right now. Steve in Mount Laurel.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Can you eat it with your hands?
Yes.
Okay, is it ribs?
It is not,
nobody's
Steve.
Listening.
What do you guys like better, the second guest getting in on Friday or us going on 8 minutes of this?
Yeah, I prefer the Friday one.
Okay.
Forgot how bad people were at this game.
William is up on WIP. Go ahead, William.
Can you dry this?
Can you dry it? No.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Take your time.
What do you got, William?
Is it a hat?
A what?
A what?
How many hats have you eaten,
oh,
William?
Type a hat.
What? How many hats have you eaten, William? Like, seriously. Yeah, you had to laugh at that one. You had to laugh at that one, William. Come on, man.
You wear it, you.
No, we're doing. Mm-hmm. I said the first guess was a food item.
All right. Well, we don't have to argue,
William.
I'm
appreciate
not arguing
it.
I'm trying to help him out.
I mean, William, Hugh barely eats this thing, let alone he's going to wear it on his head.
Nah, Joe, look at giving.
Well, I'm just trying to help the people. Steven is up on WIP. What's up, Steven?
It's not me, man.
It is kind of.
This item gets mentioned on the show regularly.
Yes.
Is it a glizzy?
Damn right it is.
100%, man.
Yes.
Steven, you nailed it, man. Good job.
Way to give my alley-oop, Joe.
Yeah, I had to help the people. You know, a little radar is going off in my head. Boy, this is 10 minutes of Hugh's holiday stocking. Might be a little too much. We got to give the.
Dude,
we got to move this thing
it
along.
It was not me. It was the guesses. Well, because you know what kind of threw us off? He said a hoofed creature. Hot dogs can't come from hooves creatures, right?
Yeah, we were a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, because it was like a hoof creature. And then you can get beef or pork hot dogs.
But I so
or you can get chicken dogs.
They have to be specified. Yeah, you could. Yeah, they have to be sometimes they're specified all beef.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone really buys that, but whatever. They're specified that way. But I think of hot
kosher?
Dogs.
Some
as,
of them are like super kosher. Like,
yeah, hot dogs are kind of everything, right?
It's a little bit.
It's just all a bunch of stuff. Ground up in there and whatever. Yes, and they are talked about it often on the show because famously Hugh Douglas won't eat a hot dog or a glizzy like regular. He's got to break it up.
And what happened was yesterday at the parade in Newtown.
Oh, you had a glizzy?
No, young man, I asked him to throw me a glizzy. And his feeble arm, the young fella with the feeble, he was back there cooking.
How old was he?
About 13, 14.
So you're making fun of a kid?
Yes, okay. Making fun of a kid. Okay. He tried twice, right? Missed both times. So then Pops, you know, being Pops, shout out to Pops. Pops just ran over and he handed me a glizzy. I put it in my pocket. I had that hot dog. I forgot it was in my pocket.
And now it's in your stocking. So you brought it in here today?
So when I'm driving home, right, I'm like, and I go in my pocket and I'm squeezing. I'm like, damn.
Who hasn't been there? Random glizzy in their pocket, forgot
dog.
About it.
I had a hot dog in my pocket. That sounded weird.
It does. Yeah,
it
does.
It sounds a little
not
weird.
As weird as the way you eat a glizzy. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Now that we can get back to business, I know everyone enjoyed 10 minutes of Hugh's holiday.
Why is Cal looking at me like he upset with me, though? That's not my fault.
Well,
you asked
on.
Me this morning what was in the stock, and I said hot dog.
But maybe if you put something else in there, people would land on the answer a little easier.
What you mean? It's
you
not meant to be easy.
You put a glizzy in your holiday
so you
stocking.
Know what? This is what happens when y'all take away Hugh's clues. That's all I got to say.
Oh, so you did this on purpose?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, I might want Hugh's clues.
I didn't know. I didn't do it on purpose.
You know what? Because at least Hughes Clues is in fits and spurts. This was like 10 straight minutes of nonsense. I mean, just.
No, the dude. It's somebody hat. Gets back to back. A hat, ribs. He said ribs. Chitlins. Who? Dog, no, I am not that black person that eats. I don't eat chitlins, man. I can't do it.
The hat is the one that got me today. All right. Let's get back on board here. 215-592-949. If you're just hopping in, you're like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Chitlins? Hot dogs? Hats? Sausages? No. We're talking about the Eagles and the Chargers tonight. It is Monday Night Football. All right, here's where I'm at on the game. It's obviously a big one. We want them to get off the schneid. We want to win the game and move off the two-game losing streak. But, Hugh, I'm at the point where I need them to look good on offense tonight. That is more important to me than just getting a win. They've won 8 out of 12 games without much of an offense this year. They have won 2 out of every 3. I know they're on a little losing streak right now, but they've had a good year, 8-4, leading the division, heading towards the postseason without an offense. I think it is weighing on them. Saquon Barkley over the weekend saying that the sidelines have been miserable this season, and I think it's because they know the most expensive offense in the history of pro football is not holding their weight. Hugh, I think tonight, just from my perspective, just me, it's more important to me the offense gets moving because I could look at that and say, okay, now we could build off that than just winning the game. Hugh, what's more important, the win or how they look on offense
the
tonight?
The dub, it never changes, Joe. It's the dub. The dub is the most important thing, man. You got to get the win. This team has been reeling the last couple of weeks. The fact that, you know, the wool has been put over our eyes. You know what's funny is that until till all of this happened, I mean, we all kind of figured something was wrong, but Saquon kind of validated that, you know, which is something that's kind of crazy because we've been told all year long everything was cool, nothing to see here. So for him to come out and say that, that's way more reality than we needed to hear as Eagles fans. That's why when they brought the accountability bunny in there and things of that nature, it just feels weird that this now is where we are. So tonight, I just need to get the dub. I just need the dub, man. Because the dub cures and helps everything.
Well, it can. I mean, sometimes, and I think for some teams it does. I'm not sure if this team, it works anymore. They've had a lot of dubs, and they seem like they don't like each other. Could we hear from Saquon what he's talking about in the locker room over the weekend about how miserable the sideline has been?
How do you think the energy has been on the sideline? So,
during games?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's been awful. I don't think that's like, I think you ask anybody if they're being honest. We all agree on that. The most important, I think, the energy throughout the, you know, in practice and, you know, walkthroughs and meetings been great. Now we got to carry that to game day. So all the stuff has been great. Now we got to make sure that on game day, the energy's high, we execute and we make plays, and the rest should take care of itself.
Allow me to be messy for like a moment.
Here we go.
Because you know I'm about to go with this.
Like I don't actually.
The breathing again?
Like, out of all the media members that we know, who do we think that is?
I'm not going to answer that.
Because you know.
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay, fine. If that's how you want
to
be.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Like, why would I do that to that person? Or those people that could fit the bill?
I just asked a question. We don't have to go there. I won't say a word, but you know.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. I hope the person is healthy and gets healthy and lives a long, healthy life.
I do too. But we know.
Yeah, but this might be more of a private conversation with the person. Like, hey, man, I want you to be here for a long time.
This is a private conversation. No. It's just me, you, and Kyle.
Well, I tried that last week, and everyone was mad when I said I had a private thought of what the offense would look like with Tanner McKee, and everyone flipped out.
Kyle,
I said I'm privately thinking about it.
I'm recusing myself.
No.
Kyle, who you think it is?
Plead the fifth.
This is your take on everything?
I'm what? This is how my mind works.
I know it is. I know.
You know when I heard Ed breathing. Never mind. I'm going to be quiet.
Okay,
I'll be quiet.
215-592-9494. What matters more to you? Now, you know what happened? I haven't checked the Twitter on this. I wonder how people are handling this question. Twitter question sponsored.
The win is a weird.
Oh, geez. Enough of that. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's check the poll here. What's more important tonight, Eagles win or Eagles look good? 81% on Eagles win. 19% on Eagles look good.
I'm trying to tell you.
Here's my thing, though.
It starts
in L.A. Okay.
It starts in L.A., baby.
Do you think they're going to feel good if they win a game where we all want to take a shower afterwards because the offense was so bad?
Yes.
No, they're not.
No, it's still, like, Joe, it's not going to go away, but you will take, say, because Coach Sirianni's in the mix now. If it looks better than it did last week, if there's no turnovers, you're going to find something in this offense that you're going to take a positive from. Hey, we ran for 100 yards. Hey, we got Tank Bigsby involved in the offense. Hey, he caught three passes and one on what's for a touchdown.
So you're going to lie to yourself.
Well, no, I'm just giving you some certain things that potentially could happen,
yeah,
help them win. It might be a late quarter comeback win. Hey, man, we fought hard. We stayed in there, and we became one today. Something like that, man. Like, as a former football player, you're always groomed and conditioned to you deal with the negatives, but you take the positives and you build off of
them. All right, I'll meet in the middle. I think you're right for the short term. I think they will act and talk positive in the post game tonight if they win the game. And mm-hmm. Win is a win. We're back on the winning side. You know, we got all that. It doesn't last with these guys. We hear it from AJ. We hear it from Saquon now. They have set a very high standard for themselves. I think part of it is because they're all great players, or they have been great players, and they expect to score points. So I just think for this thing to work beyond tonight, they got to start scoring some points here. All right, also help if the quarterback has a big game. He's had them this year, made a perfect passer rating coming off their last two-game losing streak when they were in Minnesota. Can he do it tonight? Hopefully. We're all hoping for the best for Jalen Hurts. Seth Joyner on the morning show talking about Hurts in the context of watching other quarterbacks yesterday in pro football.
Jalen's eyes and the way that he goes through his progression. I'm watching quarterbacks yesterday, okay? They look, they go to the next. One, two, three. That's how fast you get off of primary to secondary to, you know, your third option. But he doesn't do that. When he makes up his mind that A.J. Brown is getting the ball and A.J. gets jammed, guess what he's going to do? He's going to stay with A.J. and wait for A.J. to free mm-hmm. up. And you cannot operate effective and efficiently in that manner, in my opinion. You just can't.
I mean, Hugh, he's saying what a lot of people have been saying for a long time, that Jalen has to get rid of the ball quicker, go through his progressions quicker, and make quicker decisions. And that's what I guess he was seeing yesterday, just watching the league just as a whole yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what's funny about that? We saw that at the beginning of the season. And we said it, but it was never a big deal because we talked about how everybody else's offense looked like it was more wide open than ours. And it was okay when we were winning, you know, because that's the only thing that matters. And to me, today, that's the only thing that still matters. You know, now I know when we start talking about different variables and intangibles, going like different things that we need to go, the standard that we need to set for ourselves to win the Super Bowl, I know that's something totally different than what we're doing now.
Right.
But again, it starts with L.A.
It says in the notebook.
Yes. I'm just saying, Joe, like seriously, and I know it sounds redundant, but it's the truth. And I know it sounds crazy to people like, oh, shut up, but it's the truth. Because we've had a whole week of talking about what this team is and all these little stories and stuff starting to leak out. But they have to stay as one in that locker room, and they also have to figure out a way to get this game. And then they got to figure out a way to get the next game. And if you're looking at it realistically, you're not going to fix everything tonight.
No, no.
You're not. You're not going to fix everything tonight. But fix it enough so that we can get the win.
I hear you, and I know a lot of people feel the same way you do. What's the difference between tonight and the Packers game? If they win it that way, they're still not going to be right, even with a W. We've done this many times
this
year.
You know what the difference is? The information has changed.
In terms
of? The everything. The stories are out there. You remember, like, this goes back to me, to last year. Remember when we were talking about something wrong, and we don't know what it is? Now, and I'm not, and listen to what I'm saying, people, because I know it's kind of hard because we just did the stocking and y'all barely listened to the clues. But let's try to listen to
this. Maybe you shouldn't have put a hot dog in there.
Listen to this, though. This has been going on for 2 years. Now, I'm not about to say,
I'm not laughing at you. Our YouTube stream right now says it starts with the Chargers.
No, but listen, Joe. There's been something wrong with this offense for 2 years. If you want to say even for longer than that.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is. We still don't. Now, we're starting to get a little bit of clarity. Like, and I'm not saying it's all on Jalen. Please, when I say that, please hear what I'm saying. But he's been the constant, and I've been saying that, and people used to get mad about it. But now the Eagles are saying it. Because we've had three or four different offensive coordinators, and the last one we got, he's like, I'm not taking it. Like, I'm not being the scapegoat. I'm not saying he's saying that, but that's what it feels like. I'm not being a scapegoat for this. And that's where you're getting these little leaks out of the locker room. AJ said it first. AJ was talking about how the offense needs to change and evolve. Now we got to play well tonight. We got to get a win.
Well, they do. They do need a win. I also need the offense to play well. I think, you know, I'll feel better about their chances to go win the Super Bowl if their offense plays well in this spot with Sirianni involved more in the offense now. Extra rest against a good defense. That'll give me the most hope tonight. 215-592-9494. What's most important tonight? A win is a win? Or is it how they look in this football game, specifically on the offensive side? Phone calls coming up on that. Plus, latest in the Phillies from this weekend, Kyle Schwarber, his latest. What team made the first offer to Kyle Schwarber? We'll tell you about that next. What the heck is Bryce Harper up to? And I think some really good news for Chase Utley's Hall of Fame candidacy. All coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatics Sportsbook. Now, I know I did this Friday, but we're going to do it again because it's the only game that counts here in the city of Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia, and it's the only game in town in Los Angeles. But Philadelphia, we have my man Lane Johnson. He's out. He's been dealing with that foot injury. Jalen Carter, we know the situation. Two shoulders. We don't know how he's going to, you know, take care of his personal business, but that's not for us to speculate about. On the other side of the ball, we have Los Angeles. We all know we've been talking about the quarterback. Looks like he's going to play. Threw 451 yards last week, you know, and he needs to be out there. Otto O'Bannon. I think I said his name wrong. The guard, offensive guard. Otto something. How about this? We just move on. Tucker Fisk, the tight end. He's out with an ankle. But the guy that they are looking to come back tonight is Omarion Hampton. On the season, he has 66 carries, 314 yards, and two touchdowns. So they're looking, trying to get that running game to go tonight. Hopefully, that's not going to be the case. As far as who I'm picking to win, you already know what it is. Fly, Eagles, fly. No, I don't think I can say that. Go, Birds. I don't think I can say that either. But anyway, you know I'm going with this. Kyle, cut that part. Anyway, football's in full swing, and let's be real. There's no better place to bet than Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for the bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets injured in the first half, boom, your bet will play on with all remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super fast. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. And that's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.